The research lead with Agri-Food Economic Systems warns the increased use of biofuels to augment fossil fuel supplies in response to the conflict in the Middle East could end up being highly disruptive to feedstuff and feed grain markets. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Agri-Food Economic Systems has released an independent agri-food policy note which examines the impact of the conflict in the Middle East on energy and food and the resulting adjustments that will need to occur. Agri-Food Economic Systems research lead and the author of the Agri-Food Policy Note, Dr. Al Mussel, observes the war in the Middle East is generating a cascading disruption in both energy and food.
Fundamentally, agriculture and food is affected by conflict differently than any other segment of the economy. And I think we needed to understand that fuel's quite a bit more expensive in short order. And of course, when you affect the prices of your energy complex, you affect the petrochemical complex, which is manifest in particularly your nitrogen fertilizers. It's going to get into pesticides. It's going to, and that's of course be above and beyond transportation cost of all the various inputs and outputs that farmers and consumers are involved with. So there's all that. But what I think you could easily miss is that when you're talking about hydrocarbons, fossil fuel complex, and in agriculture, we deal with carbohydrates. Well, if they sound like similar words, they are. They're both calories. We transform one into the other on a regular basis, all the time, in fact. So you can't have a crisis in hydrocarbons and not have a crisis in carbohydrates. It could be a little bit delayed, but this will come around, and that's the worry that we have now.
Dr. Mussel suggests as biofuels are called upon to augment fossil fuel supplies, we'll need to figure out how to facilitate investment and growth into a declining fossil fuel market. He says this could end up being highly disruptive in feedstuff and feed grain markets and could spill over into long-term adjustments. The independent agri-food policy note can be accessed at agrifoodecon.ca. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.